Alrighty, so welcome to the 27 questions questionnaire. I am Widow, and I will be questioning Isoladach, and the 27 questions questionnaire was created by Hiriam, aka Thrilipino, and he is on the recording subreddit. Alrighty, with all that fancy stuff out of the way, here we go. Question number one. We're starting from the beginning because I'm actually doing it this time. Zombie apocalypses are common scenarios, but fun. So how would you survive a dinosaur apocalypse? I can't words.
Well, from what I've seen, you need a high caliber rifle and a jeep, and you're set on life.
Name a particular food you can't live without. Is that like the pudding stuff that you told me about?
No, I've had to go without bread pudding for quite a while. That's difficult. Because I kind of don't eat.
I don't count as a food.
I guess peaches then.
You and your peaches. You're given $20,000 and told that you have to spend it all in an hour or you lose it. What all do you buy?
I buy a new bow. Arrows.
What? You have a bow?
Yeah, I have a bow. Ludwig drum set. An old jeep. And I keep buying old jeeps until I'm out of money.
Oh my goodness. I love how, like, even when I'm kind of loud, I'm still quieter than you. I think, like, I had to turn the volume down just to get you to come up, like, come in at about the same volume as I am. If an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? Don't lie. Don't do it. Your nose will grow.
I would say no. Not because, I mean, I don't want, because I've told someone that, and said celebrity, they absolutely hated said celebrity, and I was like, oh, damn. Some people like being compared to famous people, some people don't, and I'd rather err on the side of caution.
Well, the fuck done. Okay, you know how you bought all those cars?
Mm-hmm.
Your car is destroyed.
Damn it.
But you're given the choice of any giant version of any living animal to use as transportation. What do you choose?
An IS goshawk.
Congratulations, you're abusing a bird.
Not abusing.
You're using it as transport. That means you're sitting on it. I don't think any animal likes being sat on, except for elephants.
And what's the point of the question? But you know what? Then a giant wolfhound, because they would love to do that.
Fine then. Go sit on the puppy. Poor puppy.
Full grown dog.
Puppy. All dogs are puppies. All dogs go to heaven, damn it. You're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick? I already know one of them. Christopher Lee.
Johnny Depp.
So much sexy.
Orlando Bloom.
You're not allowed to fuck him.
And Jude Law.
You're not allowed to fuck him.
I don't plan on it. They're all genius and they're all great friends and they would be hilarious and entertaining.
Yeah, okay. You say that now. You're stuck on the island. You're gonna get horny.
Okay. I'm sure Jude Law is quite bendy.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Next question.
No, what was that?
Jude Law, I'm sure, would be quite fun.
Yeah, I'm remembering that. What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it?
I have to say The Prestige. It has so many wonderful people, so many ridiculous accents, crazy magic in the traditional sense, not in like actually not in the traditional sense. Magic is in stage magic, and it has David Bowie and Gary Oldman and Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, and it's very dramatic and dark and beautiful.
Just like you.
Shush.
He is true. He's true. If you had to listen to one style of music for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Folk, traditional, or Delta blues?
You have to choose one.
Folk slash traditional. I'm not sure if those count as one or not.
If they don't, you're screwed.
And just folk.
Fine then. Your home is suddenly sucked into another dimension, and you can only save three things. What do you save? Not counting family members slash pets, because they're about the same thing.
I have a globe lamp that I was given from a friend that predates World War II that I would save because it's probably invaluable. I have a camera that is 104 years old that I would save as well. And my current camera, because it is a very nice camera. And I would cry as all of my books disappear.
It's okay, we'll buy you a new one. If you could wake up suddenly and be able to be an expert level in any skill, what would that skill be?
Falconry. Don't you dare laugh at me. You're trying not to laugh, aren't you?
Greenland or Iceland?
Iceland.
I can't. I love you. Giant monster attacks the city that you live in. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? I feel like you'd hide. And read books.
It's really not an option. And honestly, I don't give a damn about where I live, so that would be fun to watch.
Like, yeah, like, I feel like you'd just be like, and I'm going to read. And bye-bye.
Yep.
Ooh, vanilla cake or chocolate pie?
Vanilla.
You racist.
You racist.
You happen to cross a star from Mario Bros. And are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? Oh, I feel like this would be really bad. I feel like you'd go a Hulk smash on someone and be like, dead.
I'd probably go cliff diving.
So you're gonna Hulk smash the cliff? Gosh damn it. That poor cliff never stood a chance.
I would hike in horribly dangerous places and not care if I fall.
You do that anyway.
That is true.
You're so not my idea of adventure. I'm gonna go do what I do already. Yeah. Cause that's great.
Yep.
If you could live an 80s movie for a day, which one and why?
I don't know any 80s movies.
I was thinking...
Is Mad Max an 80s movie?
I think so. I don't... Yeah. Or is it 70s? I think it's before the 80s, isn't it? Like 70s? 70s or 80s?
There's four of them now, so one of them has to be in the 80s. Definitely a Mad Max movie.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mad Max.
Train snakes and throw them from my helicopter.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't throw it at me, because I'm going to have to come up there and hit you.
Shorty.
Ooh, whoa. Whoa now. Don't bring my height into the... What does my height have to do with it?
You can't reach me anyways. I'm in the air.
I can shoot it down in the middle of the ocean, and then you'll go splat, and you'll be okay because the ocean will take the impact, and then I'll swim out, and I'll grab you, and I'll put you in the bowl, and then I'll drag you in the land, and then I'll hit you.
Well, that's how it is.
Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink?
That's an excellent question.
You potato.
Probably black velvet. If they really wanted me to come home, they'd probably put something in it.
I'd just give you the drink and you'd come home with me. Which would you rather, a whip made of live cobras or a club made out of a shark? Live shark. Live shark club or live cobra whip?
I like snakes more. Whip.
Giant robot or giant monster?
Giant robot.
Okay.
Worry about the sentience of a monster.
You're given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why?
This is going to sound horribly mental, but fire. For the power of it. And to scare people that count fires.
Something has happened and the world is in a state of either eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why?
Eternal day. Because if it's eternal night, then you need to expend energy to make light. Whereas in eternal day, you can just use solid objects to make night. And you can constantly harness solar energy. Not to mention, it's scary in the dark.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He's afraid of the dark.
Hey.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
I know what that does to you.
That's cheating. Cheating is not okay during recorded audio. No cheating. Cheaters never prosper. There's a whole, like...
Do you want another one?
No.
Next question, please.
You're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life over and over. What happened on that day?
Four years ago, I was in Ireland. And we walked through the forest around Adair. And then we got in the car and we went to the Blarney Castle grounds. And explored them for a while before heading up the castle itself. And then we went to the lodge and had a very nice dinner.
I totally lost my place. Give me a second. Okay. Shut. What's one material thing that you own that you couldn't live without? Your camera. And your tablet thingy.
I would say... I would say either the laptop or the camera. The laptop for writing and all that.
I win. I just won. What's the last video game you remember playing? Is it Halo?
No. The last video game I played was, what did I play? I played Metro 2033. For 5 whole minutes to make sure that it installed correctly. Or reinstalled correctly.
You're suddenly hungry. Like right now you're hungry. And if you could get it right now, like, no matter where it is or what it is or anything, what sounds good to you? Like, right now you're starving. Like, you're hungry. Right now. What do you want?
Thai curry.
That's so boring.
Really?
Like, I expected some, like, huge, big, like, I want this. And you're just like, curry. Give me curry. Yeah. It was like so anticlimactic. Like I built it up for you, and you're just like, eh. Curry. I like harassing you. It's fun.
I'm sure.
And you love me for it.
I do. To pay you back for it as well.
Quick, who's your favorite Disney villain?
Damn, that's harder than I thought it would be. Oh man. Scar.
Why? He killed his brother and tricked his nephew into thinking that he killed his dad.
Well, his brother was a dick.
That reminds me of like a cracked thing from like YouTube, and it's like an after hours thing, and they did this whole like thing on all the Disney villains, and I love how like Dan, he's one of the guys that does it, and he's like, oh my god, like Scar, he like wasn't actually that bad. The only thing he ever did was promise to feed them, because like fucking just it was just like I the whole thing, like I'm not even gonna say it, but just go watch it. Go watch it. Go just go. There's nothing that important that you can't go watch it. Like for
Okay, but
no, not you. Don't handle it. Okay, if you could have an unusual pet, what would it be and what would its name be? You have an unusual pet.
do. I think that I would have either a goshawk or a gyr falcon. And what would I name it? That is, oh God, this is a difficult question.
I had to give you the names for your script.
You
You don't
did.
do names well. So basically, he would get the animal and then I would name it because Iso doesn't do well with names. Do you, babe?
Name him Cthulhu.
You don't do what?
Yes, because he descends from the dark and murders tiny creatures.
So what are you naming him again?
Cthulhu.
Okay, Mr. Darkness Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite and last questions. If heaven exists, and that's not even like my, it says his, like, Filipino. Filipino's last and favorite question is, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gate?
I would like him to sound like Tychus and say, "It's about damn time," and then shake hands.
How long have you been thinking about that? How long did you plan that out? There's no way you were just like, yep, I'm gonna come up and pull this out my ass like right now. You came up with that. How long have you been sitting on that?
I've never thought about God in heaven at all.
Then how the hell did you just come up with that shit?
Because it would be awesome.
Whatever.
Or maybe if God would be like, "Hey man, Hosier's been looking for you," that would be, yeah. Lovecraft wants to discuss your writing.
Oh my god, I'd tap that. I'm sorry. I would tap that so fast. Hozier is so beautiful and his voice is gorgeous and just. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that it already?
Yeah, you're done. My turn.